This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, a military court in Bahrain handed down harsh sentences to 20 doctors and medical personnel accused of stockpiling weapons and illegally occupying a hospital during recent protests. Doctors say they're innocent, even though 18 of them signed confessions. They say they're being punished for treating demonstrators injured in anti-government protests. Dr. Fatima Haji is one of the 20. We reached her on her cell phone at her home in Bahrain, where she's waiting until her sentence begins. She says her ordeal began in April, when masked men came to get her. A caution, some people might find portions of her account graphic and disturbing.
I saw like 25 or 30 men wearing masks on their faces. Then they just dragged me out of the house. Later on, I found out that I was taken to the criminal interrogation department. And before starting the interrogation, they just started beating me and kicking me and slapping on my face, on my head. Then they just hanged up my legs and they started beating me with something like a pipe.
So the confession that they got from you was gained under torture?
Yes. The nights after that, they start to threaten me and sexually abusing me. I was always kept in a place alone with men. They were laughing at me and asking me to imitate sounds of animals and then to do sexual sounds. And then they were telling me that they were raping me one after the other. They threatened also to bring my kid in harm hands. They told me, if you want to stop and sign this paper, I'll tell them I signed anything. Then they give me a bunch of papers. They did not allow me to read. They just let me sign those papers. And then I found later on in the court that those papers were taken as the main evidence against me.
I think it's hard for anybody listening to understand what you went through.
It's hard for me to believe that I've been through all this. You know, sometimes when I think back what happened, I always think about it as it was happening to somebody else, that those happened in a movie. It did not happen to me. And so I start really to think that every day that those things happen to me, I don't know how I would cope with it.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. And if the time go back, I would do exactly the same thing and what I did, because this is not wrong. This is absolutely right. And I'm a doctor and I'm a human being. And those are my people. And if I saw anyone injured, regardless of who it is, if he's Bahraini or not, if he's Sunni or Shi'i, if he's Judith Christian, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you see somebody who needs help, you would help them.
You have a family, don't you, doctor?
Yes. I'm married. I have a 3-year-old son. His name is Joseph. And thinking that I'm going to be in prison for the coming 5 years is breaking my heart. But I did video record myself telling him that I love him and I will miss him and that I'm innocent. And I just wanted him to see that after a few years, that he would
to understand
what's going on.
Dr. Fatima Haji is one of a group of medical professionals in Bahrain who have been sentenced to prison. They're appealing their sentences tomorrow and have asked for the United Nations for an investigation.